Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, 15 minutes from now, Dan Shaughnessy. The Boston Globe has a new book out. Also talked to Terry Francona. We're just doing our Who Talked to Terry Francona interview series. There's Tim Kirkchin a few weeks ago. Now it's Dan Shaughnessy. Does he think he's going to retire for good? And obviously, we'll have him talk about the big Boston Celtics round two matchup. I'm not expecting Shaughnessy to give the Cavs much hope in this series, but I know that the Celtics are playing with some pressure, so you never know. What's going to happen there, but that's coming up in 15 minutes. Jason Lloyd is in for Ken Carmen. Jason, do you remember who your commencement speaker was in college?
I didn't go.
You didn't go to college?
Commencement.
How'd you get your job? You used to have to get, you know, degrees in this business.
I never went to commencement.
Now you just have to have a YouTube channel. Okay, so high school. Did you have a prominent speaker in high school?
Yeah, I remember our high school. Owen knows our high school commencement speaker.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mike Menino.
Oh, the Mike, umpire.
Yeah,
the umpire. world famous umpire
from Avon Lake.
No kidding.
Yeah, our senior class voted, and we voted on Mike to give the commencement speech.
Did he give his strike three call?
No, he was a coach at the time.
Okay.
He had yet to transition to manager or to umpire. He was still a coach in a little
bit. I'm having Mitch give my commencement
speech. Yeah. What's it gonna sound like?
Love that.
Yeah, if anybody starts to heckle the commencement speaker. So down in Columbus, they had some guy, I got to be honest, never heard of. I'm not really all in the crypto world, and I guess it's somebody, I don't know. Do you know any of the details about this commencement speaker at Ohio State that got them in hot water?
How did this guy wind up as a finalist, let alone the winner? I think it's time to revamp the policies here.
Chris Pan. Who was the guy who gave the speech and admitted to taking the psychedelic drug ayahuasca to write his drafts. And
Was he on it when he gave the speech?
Well, that we don't know. That we don't know.
Well, we have some of it.
We do have some of the speech, so you listen for yourself. Remember, graduation. Now, the same group of people that did not get their high school graduation, many of their parents were adamant about this.
Yeah.
They were deprived of high school graduation because of COVID. So they finally get their big graduation, their big commencement. It's at the Horseshoe. There's like 80,000 people there and all these graduates. And Chris Pan, the speaker, had this to say, and listen to the reaction.
Great investors are open-minded and understand things before other people. So I know this might feel polarizing, but I encourage you to keep an open mind right now. I see Bitcoin as a very misunderstood asset class. It's decentralized and finite, which means no government can print more at will. In the early days, the exchanges for Bitcoin were prone to hacks and fraud, but the issue has been resolved with the recent launch of the Bitcoin ETFs backed by two of the world's largest asset managers, BlackRock and Fidelity. So anyone could hold these ETFs in your retirement account.
It's a commencement speech.
Speaking of hacks and fraud.
Yeah, not talking to like any of the investors, like the dude bank that ended up in jail.
What was
that dude's name? It looked like he was just giving out advice, sound financial advice, Jason, you have a lot of money. Is this something intriguing to you if your kids were graduating?
He was getting booed like he punted on 4th and 3. It was unbelievable.
I'm surprised he didn't start talking about NFTs at some point. Remember that?
Yeah.
So that didn't go very well for him. There was another moment where he was going to loosen up the crowd a little bit. Hey, commencement speeches can be a little too serious. Sometimes they'll talk current events. You know, anytime the presidents are asked to come and speak. I know the Ohio State's had all the presidents come and speak at one time during commencement. So he did this to kind of let everybody know, hey, we're going to have some fun at this commencement.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Take a deep breath, get real high, and I scream at the top of my lungs. One more time, a little louder. Wake up in the morning. I take a deep breath, scream at the top of my lungs.
I think they would have preferred Four Non-Blondes actually speaking of commencement.
I would have taken at least one of the Non-Blondes.
Maybe two, just as a backup, in case the first one gave out sound financial advice.
He's still going.
Wait, what is he doing? Is he dancing?
He's got arms clapping. He's got hands clapping.
Okay. So, hey, look, at least it's memorable, right? Like, they have a memorable speech forever. I had some CBS reporter, Kathy Moriarty. She was mine. I know a few years after me, it was some television character, comedian guy. Oh, Bill Cosby. That's who it was.
Oh, jeez. At Syracuse?
It was Cliff Huxtable. No, it was at Ohio State. So they got this guy who had never given a speech, any kind of a big speech before.
Hillman College.
So nobody knows how this guy came to be, and it just so happens that the president of Ohio State, who's been on the job for all of like 5 months or so, he happens to sit on a Bitcoin mining board, a crypto mining company board, and this guy ends up giving out financial advice. What would have been your thoughts? Oh, not to mention, there was a tragedy that went down as somebody fell. Somebody fell at commencement to their death.
And I saw that.
Still investigating. There are all sorts of rumors about that. Obviously, that no laughing matter. It's very sad. That had happened, and this was still going on. Like, they knew something really bad had happened. Yeah. They had not given everybody in attendance, like, the news, because they either didn't find it appropriate or they didn't know, you know, whether or not this the individual, and I'm not even sure if it was a student or a parent or whatever, was deceased. But they still went on with this bizarre speech, and they are getting crushed nationally.
As they
like
should.
This has made national news.
Where was the guy who fell? Do we know? Has any details been released?
I haven't seen any.
Yeah, it looked
it's been
as
very
if,
vague.
It looked as if it was closer to the rotunda. I'm not sure, but they were being very unclear about it. And you know, they want to be sensitive to the family. I mean, can you imagine? It's commencement. It's party time. You're done.
Yeah.
You're going to see a speaker and tragedy strikes. And then you have this clown up there trying to make the speech all about him in a way that's even, you know, more all about them than what most speakers do. It was a bizarre day at Ohio State. These commencements, Jason, I mean, you said you skipped yours. I mean, ours was like 4 hours in 90 degree weather.
That's why I skipped mine.
It was on quarters back then. It was in June or late May. It was brutal. So I skipped my other commencement at Syracuse.
Yeah.
I wanted no part of that.
Yeah.
I imagine all these people in attendance wish they would have skipped. Although maybe not. Maybe you got a great story to tell the rest of your life.
Wow. I'm curious to see if they revamp their policies of how they pick speakers going forward.
And how this guy
even made it onto the finalist list. Let alone was chosen.
And all he cares about is did the Bitcoin share go up? Did the value
of
Bitcoin go up?
We've set enough meetings where we go, we're trying something here and it's not working. And then we're told, well, if you don't have anything that day, Just don't do it. Maybe Ohio State. Maybe we don't have a good speaker.
Let's just wave it off.
Let's just not do one this year.
All right. Well, when we come back, a preview from a Boston perspective. But it is the revered sports columnist, associate editor from the Boston Globe, Dan Shaughnessy, also has some tidbits on his recent discussion with Terry Francona. That's all straight ahead. Final hour of the show next on 92.3 The Fan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.